Mike Bennett is with us. He's the editor of MI Tech News. Mike, how you doing?
I'm doing great. I was listening to that whole conversation. I'm still a MacBook Pro guy, so, you know, I love those.
Well, I do, too. I've got my MacBook Pro here as well. And I found it interesting to find that the Chromebooks had outsold the MacBooks.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah,
that is a fascinating statistic.
Yeah, not surprising, though, really, when you consider the price difference.
And also,
yeah, it really is, because MacBook Pro, you're going to spend close to $2,000.
If you trick it out with all the goodies that you need for it.
And yeah, they're exactly. Recommending the MacBook Air 13-inch for high school and college students. So
are they? Okay.
Yeah. A little cheaper than the Pro.
Yep.
And actually better battery life, and there's some other reasons.
Beautiful little machine.
Yeah.
Absolutely beautiful little machine. Well, Mr. Brennan from MI Tech News, let's talk about some of the headlines that you've got to let people know what MI Tech News is all about. I see here, I love this. Do you have Grey Poupon, sir?
Yeah, actually, Holland does. That one surprised me. The Kraft Heinz company is only going to make the Grey Poupon mustard in its Holland, Michigan facility, which I thought...
I love it.
It seems like Holland? Grey Poupon? Okay, sure, why not? So
put your little pinky in the air.
There you go.
Roll down the window on the Bentley and ask the guy in the Mercedes if he has Grey Poupon. I love it. That was it was interesting because it was part of a grant that encouraged them to do that.
Yeah, they got $500,000 from the MEDC. However, then what Heinz is going to do, Kraft Heinz, is going to do is invest $17.2 million and create 50 more jobs. Hooray, right?
Yeah, well hey.
Only one place in the world they're going to produce Grey Poupon.
And that will
I
be,
love it. Yeah.
Along with pure Michigan, that will be our next claim to fame. This next story, Mike, is an interesting one. Because I lived in the city of Waukesha for about 5 years. It's a town west of Milwaukee, Wisconsin. And Waukesha has apparently, they've gotten permission to draw water from Lake Michigan?
Well, not really. What it is, an advisory board has recommended it, but it still has to wait for the vote. All the governors and the Ontario premier has to vote on it. If any of them say no, it's not going anywhere. Mm. The issue is they're outside the watershed, and they're afraid this is a foot-in-the-door issue. All right, then everybody else outside the watershed is going to say, well, you let them in, so we want Lake Michigan water.
The camel's nose in the tent, as they say,
Yeah, right. So a couple of the representatives, Dingell and Miller, have already come out and urged the governor to veto this, but we don't know where the governor stands on it. But they're going to have on June 21st is when they're going to have the vote.
Is it interesting?
If it stays in the watershed, then the water comes back into the Great Lakes. But if it goes out, then slowly but surely,
and that is the issue that it could be passed on to the Mississippi River system rather than put back into Lake Michigan.
That's right.
Which is the real key thing. All right.
Water is the new oil. I mean, and as we go forward, all these other places are going to say, "Well, heck, you let Waukesha do it. Why don't you let us do it?"
Oh, absolutely. There's a very long straw that could come from the West. Hey, kind of quickly then, just to mention the fact that you can get these headlines plus many more absolutely free every week if you subscribe to MI Tech News. And you can go to mitechnews.com, put your email address in there, and you're on your way, no cost whatsoever. Or you can go to internetadvisor.net and sign up the same way. You'll see Mike's smiling face on the page there. Mike, thank you very much. Have a great week. Then we'll talk to you next week.
Yeah, and I'll be in Paris for the next two shows, unfortunately, so I won't be with you. So.
Oh, and you'll be, matter of fact, you'll be going to the beaches of Normandy, as I understand, to celebrate D-Day.
I will be, yes. I'll look forward to it. I'll send pictures.
All right, Mike. Thanks so much. Mr. Mike Brennan, the editor of MI Tech News.